We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Well, good morning to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio program right here on WMIE 91.5, today's Modern Worship. We are so thankful that you have chosen to make the Refresh Radio program part of your day and pray that the spiritual food that you partake here will be effective and influential and impactful into your life. And, you know, one time I preached a message on Sunday morning. There's a lot of interesting stories in my life. I preached a message on Sunday morning, and that night we had one of the members of the congregation. They were leading us in a worship that night. They didn't lead very often, but they were leading that night. And the very first thing he did was put on a napkin and brought out a fork and a knife. And he said, "Folks, I don't know about you, but this morning we had a spiritual feast, and I've come back for seconds tonight." And so we are thankful that you keep tuning into the Refresh Radio program and pray that it is spiritual nutrition for your soul. And with that being said, we want to take a couple of announcements and share them with you. First of all, this coming Sunday morning, May the 13th, we will be having a tremendous ministry on Mother's Day for the ladies of our community, whether you're from our church or not. Now, in order to participate in what's going on, you have got to be in the service that day. I also want to tell you about our Facebook Live. We broadcast our sermon. We normally start that about 11:15 to 11:30. And so if you cannot make it, check our Facebook page out. And if you've got a church that you go to, you can't be a part of it at 11:15 to 11:30, like us on Facebook. You can go and avail yourself of it. My daughters do hilarious announcements that they post on Facebook about things that are going on. And, you know, you can catch up with the announcements. And if you hear something that you like, would you be so kind as to share it? The power of sharing increases exponentially the number of people that are able to be impacted by the message. And so if you like it, share it. There are several people who do participate. That's the way that they are able to attend church, is because of our Facebook Live. And we're grateful for that. So like us on Facebook, and if you get an opportunity, share some of those messages. It would be greatly, greatly appreciated. The second thing that I want to tell you about is coming up this coming Sunday, we will also be launching our annual fundraiser for the Alternative Pregnancy Center, a ministry of First Baptist Church. One of the ladies from our church is currently assisting them in their ministry. We've had other ladies in the past who have helped as well. And so that's a community ministry that's headed up by First Baptist Church of Merritt Island. And from Mother's Day to Father's Day, we are participating in their baby bottle fundraiser. And that is, we've got baby bottles to distribute to members of our congregation, and they can fill them up, bring them back in on Father's Day, and you can touch literally hundreds of needy lives throughout the course of the year through something as small as a baby bottle. And so we encourage you, if your church is not participating, contact the Alternative Pregnancy Center. They probably have baby bottles available. We had some on hand, and they're delivering more to us, so that everybody who wants to can participate. That starts this coming Sunday and goes until Father's Day. So some really exciting things there. Going back today to Matthew chapter 4. Say, Pastor Bob, are we ever going to get out of Matthew chapter 4? Yes. When? I have no idea. But we will get there, I promise. We're not going to touch on every verse in all of these chapters, but we're going to make sure that the Word of God impacts as many lives as possible, and I'm much more concerned about being thorough and adequate in it than I am covering a certain amount of material and say, well, if you didn't get it then, you just didn't get it. I would much rather present the Word of God in a way that is something that you're going to be able to grab hold of, understand, and apply for the glory of God. That's my primary goal. So let's go to Matthew chapter 4, verse number 18. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then he said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. They immediately left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. Then his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics, and paralytics, and he healed them. Great multitudes followed him from Galilee and from Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and beyond Jordan. So Jesus is, he's already begun proclaiming, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And as he is walking by, again, this is in Galilee, by the Sea of Galilee, Peter and Andrew are casting a net into the sea. They were fishing. That was the way they earned their living. It was the family business. And they were actually doing something. Okay? I believe that action is something that is very, very important. I would rather be around people who are doing something than around people who are talking about why something can't be done. I've had conversations with people, and they said, well, I can't do that because of this. I can't do that because of this. I worked for a pastor one time in Texas, and he said, whenever someone tells me that I can't do something, and then they give me a reason why I can't do it, and I'm not talking about something that's prohibited in the scripture. I'm talking about they would give him an excuse as to why something couldn't be accomplished. He said, the very first thing that I do is go to set out that can be done. There's a proverb, that not a biblical proverb, but a folk saying that says, necessity is the mother of invention. I remember one time, now I was an adult. My son was probably 10 or 11 or 12. And I read an article about how they presented this challenge to a bunch of adults. And they said, okay, you need to get this ping pong ball out of this tube, but you cannot turn the tube upside down. And it's too deep for you to reach your fingers in. How are you going to get the ping pong ball out? And you can only use whatever is here on the table. And the people, the adults in the room, couldn't figure it out. And so they brought in some kids, and the very first thing that the kids did was take a pitcher of water that happened to be sitting in the room, and they filled the tube up with water, and the ping pong ball came floating to the top. And so when my son got home, I said, hey, you got this scenario. And I began to describe the scenario to him. And I said to him, how is it possible? Is there any way that you could get this out? And he said, sure, you just take the pitcher of water and you pour it in the tube and the ping pong ball float right up. Well, you know what? The adults didn't spend a lot of time around ping pong balls, but kids did. Listen, I remember when I first got my phone, I was afraid I was going to break it. You know, that if I hit the wrong button, that it was going to shut down, it was going to shut off. And I just spent, you know, good money on this phone. I was afraid I was going to break it. You know what kids would do? Kids would say, you know what? I want to learn everything there is to know about this. I want to ask you today to take a look at your situation, because there was Peter and Andrew, there were James and John, and all of these people were actively engaged in the trade that they had. They were fishermen. Some were casting their nets into the sea when Jesus called them. Others were in the boat with their father, and they were mending the nets. And when Jesus saw them, that they were active in their occupation, they weren't looking for an excuse. They were wanting to make sure that they were utilizing the tools to catch the fish. And the second, they had used their tools and they were mending them to make sure. There may be some areas in your life where you've been actively engaged in something and you need some mending, you need some healing. There may be some other situations in your life where you've got the tools that are there. You just need to cast the net. And I will tell you this, that you need to be active about it, but there's a danger when you are very, very familiar with something. And that is in the Gospel of John. If you turn over there, the Gospel of John. I'm turning there. John, the 21st chapter, you will find that after Jesus' resurrection, that the disciples said, you know what? We're going fishing. Jesus had a way of popping in and popping out. He'd show up here and then he'd be gone, and he was kind of intermittent in his appearances to the disciples. And the disciples said, you know what? I don't really fully understand everything that's going on right now, but there is something that I do know how to do, and that is I know how to fish. And when you have been really good at something, there may be the temptation to fall back on that when Jesus is actually looking forward, or looking for you to push forward into your new destiny, not fall back on your old destiny. Okay? Jesus said, you know what? I see that you all are very active, but I want to elevate your calling from just being fishermen to being fishers of men. I got a friend of mine. He's got tremendous mechanical skills. I am telling you, he loves God. He's got a tremendous memory. You know, I call him the Energizer Bunny. I mean, he just goes and goes and goes and goes and goes. I mean, I've never been able to keep up with him. He knows things about cars that I didn't even know the car existed. He's just phenomenal about that. But the one thing that I really appreciate about him is his mechanical abilities have always been an entryway for him to communicate to other people about Jesus. Wasn't always that way, but once Jesus became the Lord of his life as well as the Savior of his life, man, it is all hands on deck. He might fix cars, but he's really looking for God to fix people. And when that is the case, you can't ever go back to what you did before and say, you know what? This is just so much more familiar. There is so much more certainty to it. Listen, as believers, we are called to walk by faith and not by sight. For 11 plus years, God used the shoe industry as a way of feeding my family. I managed shoe stores. I dealt with people. I dealt with soles. I dealt with heels. I mean, I dealt with shoes of all types. But every time I was doing that, I kept it in the proper perspective. God, you have called me to minister to people. And I don't mind doing this. If this is a means to your end, and you know what, I encountered so many people. I worked in retail one time, and what happened was I got to encounter so many more people who didn't know Jesus. And so I said, you know what, this isn't a setback. This is a God moment. This is a situation where I'm getting to touch people outside the four walls of the church that I never would have got to touch any other way. So being really good at what you're at is very good. I think too many times we think that God deserves our leftovers. I believe that God is looking for our best. Jesus would later tell Peter, he said, you know what? Go down and catch a fish. And in that fish, you're going to find 2 gold coins. Go pay your taxes and mine. So if you are really good at something and you're active about it, God's probably going to come along at some time and say, you know, you've been faithful in that which is little. I want to make you faithful over something of much greater value. I want to use your giftings to touch people. Do you realize that there are some people who use their carpentry skills not just to earn a living, but to be a blessing for the body of Christ? There are some that I've known who were tremendous seamstresses, and yet it was not just a way to make a paycheck. It was a way to be a blessing. If you look in the book of Acts, you'll find the story of Tabitha, or Dorcas as the other translation goes. And everybody, when that lady died, they came and said, look at everything that she did and how she was able to be a blessing to this community. See, I think too many times we as Christians put ministry in a box. Did you know that ministry can be helping your neighbor with their lawn? Ministry can be holding the door for somebody at the post office. That's one of the things that I do on a regular basis is if there's somebody that's close behind me, I'll hold the door for them, even if it means that I've got to wait for a couple of seconds. Simply because, look, I've been trying to carry packages in and felt like you needed to just barely get a fingernail on the door to pull it open enough to where you could hook your toe in there and hopefully have enough leg strength to open the door. It's not a lot of fun. Just take a couple of seconds and be a blessing to someone. If you open your eyes in your neighborhood, you might find that some of the things that you're good at, God can use to be a blessing to someone in your community. Jesus said, he called them from where they were, and he said, follow me. So I want to ask you today, have you the message that we talked about on yesterday's program was repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It was an action word. It was a directional word. It means change directions from the direction you were going and now start going into a different direction. And now Jesus, when he begins to call his disciples, he says, follow me. Your skill set, you know, may be the launching pad for something greater than you ever imagined. When I was working in retail, I had something that happened on a couple of occasions, and that was people would come into my store and they would offer me jobs. And I said, why would you do that? And I like to run my store with integrity and things like that. And there was one person that came in, and they were like, well, you're so good at this, we want you to do multi-level marketing. And I said, well, you know, I'm not interested in doing that. And if you do multi-level marketing, you know, congratulations. I'm not here to condemn you. I'm just here to I'll tell you why I didn't. And I didn't because I wanted everybody to know that my first and primary responsibility was to get people into a relationship with Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And I wasn't looking to exploit them for my own financial gain. And if they got mad at me, I didn't want them getting mad at Jesus. And so I said no. I said no to those things. And whenever I was looking for a job, I always wanted to keep in mind, and I've told, I whenever, you know, situations were requiring prayer, I said, God, I said that I would go anywhere you want me to go. I would do anything that you want me to do. I'll say anything that you want me to say. But God, I want you to know I remember what my calling is, and my calling is to be a pastor. And so if this job is not going to fit with that calling, then I'm not interested. Okay? And so you've got to keep things in focus there. You've got to make sure that door that is alluring to you, that it's not a distraction from the enemy. He says, follow me. Now, I want to let you know something, and that is this. God is much more concerned with our personal relationship with him and how well we are following him, how well we are serving him, how well we are seeking him, than he is what we can do for him. Do you realize that the king of the universe is well able to function without Bob Arthurs? The kingdom functioned before I was alive, and should the Lord tarry, the kingdom will continue to function long after I'm gone. The invitation to follow is a daily thing. Jesus said, take up your cross daily. We're supposed to follow him daily. The disciples, their first and most important, the first and most important aspect of being a disciple of Jesus was that they were to be with him. Well, who's going to row across the boat? Well, we're going to get there if Jesus has to say to the boat, hey, you know, a little wind, please, and the sail fills, and the boat goes across. I mean, there are other ways to get across, but Jesus wants us to follow him. I've got a friend. I've known him for a long time. I've got a couple of friends like this, and they have a calling upon their life to minister to a certain people group that, let's just say the general mindset of that people group is, shall we say, extremely hostile to Christianity. And these two friends that I know have a God-given passion to reach this very large community with the gospel of Jesus Christ. But because they label Western civilization with Christianity, because they have heard how Christian Western civilization is, and then they all of a sudden see TVs and they see movie programs and they hear music coming out of Western civilization that is anything but glorifying to God, they say, we don't respect Christians. And it has to do with the difference between cultural Christianity and genuine Christianity. And so when my friends go to minister to this community, they don't identify themselves as Christians. They identify themselves simply this way: I am a follower of Jesus Christ. I am a follower of Jesus Christ. And you know what? Those people understand, look, these are people who are not just cultural. These people are people who have a living relationship with Jesus. They are following the teachings of the Bible. They are not only doing it with their actions, they are doing it with their heart. So when the scripture says to love the Lord your God, they are loving the Lord your God. When the scripture says love your neighbor as yourself, that's what they're doing. It says when you are to bless those who despitefully use you and bless those who persecute you, that's what these people doing. And you know what? They see tremendous harvest because they have never forgotten that the primary purpose of every individual is to follow. There may be some things that God has blessed you with and made you extremely skilled with in your life. And for those things, I pray that you would be able to elevate those things to a ministry. I had a friend, he was at the church for a number of years. He was a phenomenal golfer. And one day I was preaching about spiritual purpose, and he said, "Pastor, when you preach that message today, God spoke to me, and he said, I'm going to elevate that to a ministry." And you know what he did? He reached golfers for Jesus Christ. Today, I don't care what skill you've got, God can use that. Would you be okay if Jesus said, "You know what, if you will start following me, I'm going to make you a sound person for Jesus. I'm going to make you a mechanic for Jesus. I'm going to make you a fisher of men." God can and wants to use you. We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."